The Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation is restructuring its operations to prepare the region for coronavirus. Health providers based at Kinakanak Hospital in Dillingham normally travel regularly to villages around the region to provide care to residents. But in an effort to prevent any spread of the virus to communities, BBAHC has postponed village travel for its staff indefinitely.
The risk is the physicians are on the front line, and we could asymptomatically carry it to the villages, which we absolutely do not want to do.
That's Dr. Kathy Hindman, the clinical director for BBAHC. She encouraged postponing all non-essential traffic from Dillingham to the villages. That includes things like social gatherings, routine checkups, and non-essential surgeries.
To avoid infecting the dentists, who of course work right up in the faces of people with hoses and water and such that can spray stuff out on them, dental clinic is closed except for emergency care. Eye clinic is also closed except for emergency care.
Hindman says people who have just traveled home from Anchorage could help protect their communities by social distancing. To that end, Kinakanak Hospital in Dillingham is changing its visitor protocols. To decrease the number of people in the waiting room at a given time, the hospital is requesting that people call in before they come to the facility. People coming to the hospital will be screened with a questionnaire. If they have respiratory symptoms, they will be asked to wear a mask. The United States is now considered a level 2 country, meaning that if a person has traveled in the lower 48, they should monitor themselves for symptoms like fever. Hindman says that if a traveler has family members older than 60 or anyone with health issues, they should consider postponing any visits until they have been home and symptom-free for 14 days.
I know this is going to be difficult because we are a community that truly loves to gather and support one another. And during this time, we need to be more cognizant of other ways to support each other.
Hindman noted that currently, Medicaid will pay for travel only in cases of urgent or emergent sickness or injury. BBAHC is in regular talks with other regional health corporations, as well as the state, about how to prepare their facilities and providers for cases of COVID-19.
Testing is available. We can take the swabs in Dillingham and send them to Anchorage, but testing is still limited due to the number of test kits that are available here and the number of test kits that are available around the state.
Hindman says the most practical health measures still apply. Practice social distancing and wash your hands. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.